Remember, as I said several weeks ago, we are listening during these days at Mass to the Gospel of Luke. And we are listening to the part of Luke's Gospel that is unique among all of the Gospels. And that is Luke's travel account. 8 chapters of his Gospel. And so, over 16 weeks, we're listening to the travel account, where our Lord is walking to Jerusalem to die for us. But along the way, he teaches. Today's event along the way is the story of Martha and Mary. It's an interesting gospel. It's been heavily interpreted over the centuries. It's even been misinterpreted in some kind of bizarre ways. What I'll tell you about it today is really all you need to know about this little exquisite gospel. First of all, this story is found only in Luke's gospel. Don't confuse Mary with the Mother of God or Mary Magdalene. It's another Mary. They are sisters, and we don't know where they are. The village is not named, so we don't know where our Lord is right now on his way to Jerusalem. But we do know that Martha welcomes our Lord into the home. And Mary sits at our Lord's feet and listens to him. Now imagine this scene, we see it a lot. Mary begins to stew in the kitchen. And that's a verb, not a noun. Mary begins to stew, and Mary's just hanging out, relaxing in the living room with Jesus. So tension now begins to build between these two sisters. We sometimes may see this at Thanksgiving. I don't know. Guys are watching football. Not happy not to talk to relatives. That's why there's football on Thanksgiving, right? So anyway, tension begins to build between these two sisters, and they begin to argue in front of the guest. Now imagine being invited to somebody's home and the hosts begin to quarrel. Sisters begin to fight. And they even try to bring Jesus into it. Martha finally says, "Lord, don't you care that I'm doing all the work? Tell her to help me." A few years ago, I had a seminarian. We were hosting people at for an evening event, and I love to host. I love to act like Martha in the kitchen. Anyway, I had a seminarian, and this guy just literally stood there. I'm kind of in a frantic, very organized, but he wants to have a conversation. I said, "Can you do something? Can you do something?" He said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Well, do something. Do something." Not everybody can host. Not everybody can make people feel comfortable. Those are skills we learn by the time we're 10 years of age. So we can kind of sympathize with Martha here. Jesus replies in a gentle way and says, "Martha, Martha, Mary has chosen the better portion. You are anxious about many things." What does this better portion mean? Maybe Mary, at the foot of Jesus, maybe Mary started to figure out what was going on. Maybe it's Mary sitting at the feet of our Lord who starts to figure out that Jesus is different. This may be his last visit to their home. He's on his way to do something dramatic, to die in Jerusalem. And a last visit before crucifixion is not really just a social occasion. It's Mary sitting at the feet of our Lord who begins to realize Jesus is here not just to look for food. Jesus, fully divine but fully human, is troubled. He's looking for consolation. He's really not looking for a party. He's there to say goodbye. It isn't that what Martha was doing is unimportant in the kitchen, but it's that she failed to see that what Mary was doing was of greater value. So here's our lesson in this episode of the travel account of Luke. We know that we're all busy. We need to be busy, or we'll be bored out of our minds. In the busyness of our lives, we accomplish a lot of great things. But our busyness has to be in a rhythm, a constant rhythm with what Mary did. Sitting at our Lord's feet, being in his presence. You're in that rhythm. Your faithful mass attendance is that rhythm of your life, so that when you go out to all the busyness of the world, your actions have more meaning. Your actions even have more effectiveness. You know, I had Father Vedder over for supper on Friday. Father Austin Vedder and I were ordained priests. We are starting our 24th year. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Sat out on the deck. Actually had a nice cigar. I don't know, can I say that? It was a nice cigar. But I said, Austin, when we were just newly ordained, that the priests around 25 years of ordination, they're now dying or dead or retired, Austin. This life goes fast. I'm rambling now. But what I want to say is, as I begin my 24th year as a priest, one of the easiest things for my people to do, I've noticed after 23 years, one of the easiest things for my people to do is to get out of the habit of going to Mass. We're not inclined to be here because we're sinners. The devil doesn't want you here. One of the easiest things for the sheep of the flock to do is to get out of the habit of worshiping Jesus, of thanking Jesus. All of us, and I'm included, it's so easy for us to get out of the habit of sitting at our Lord's feet and listening to him. I remember when I was in high school, I often whined about why we have to go to Mass. Why do we have to go to Mass? Why do we have to go to Mass? After a while, Mom and Dad would quit listening, so I had a triage system. So then I went to Grandma, complained to her. I mean, I got so much stuff to do, you know, I'm in high school. Whether we're young or old, we'll always have so much stuff to do, so much stuff to do. Grandma finally said to me, she said, there are 168 hours in a week, and you can't give Jesus 1 hour? And I said, well, if you're going to put it that way, let's go twice. I mean, let's not get mathematical here. It sounds bad that way. It's true. Our Lord does not ask for a lot, but he does ask. And so this week, as we live our lives, let's think of Martha and Mary, and let's look at our lifestyles. How much time is spent in frantic activities? I'm not saying frantic activities are bad. But how much time do we spend in frantic activities compared to the time we spend in God's presence? Praying, thinking of God, and as you're doing now, going to Mass. How much time do I spend doing like Martha compared to just being, existing like Mary? Action like Martha compared to peaceful contemplation like Mary. I want to be clear, my dear people. What we do is important. But in today's gospel, Jesus cared more about inner attitudes than outward action. Amen.